The Blue Fairy Book, edited by Andrew Lang.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
The Bronze Ring. Once upon a time, in a certain country, there lived a king whose palace was surrounded by a spacious garden. But though the gardeners were many, and the soil was good, this garden yielded neither flowers nor fruits, not even grass or shady trees. The king was in despair about it when a wise old man said to him, "Your gardeners don't understand their business. But what can you expect of men whose fathers were cobblers and carpenters? How should they have learnt to cultivate your garden?" "You're quite right," cried the king. "Therefore," continued the old man, "you should send for a gardener whose father and grandfather have been gardeners before him, and very soon your garden will be full of green grass and gay flowers, and you'll enjoy its delicious fruit." So the king sent messengers to every town, village, and hamlet in his dominions to look for a gardener whose forefathers had been gardeners also, and after 40 days one was found. "Come with us and be gardener to the king," they said to him. "Well, how can I go to the king?" said the gardener, "a poor wretch like me." "Oh, that's of no consequence," they answered. "Here are new clothes for you and your family." "Yes, but I owe money to several people." "Oh, we'll pay your debts," they said. So the gardener allowed himself to be persuaded, and went away with the messengers, taking his wife and his son with him. And the king, delighted to have found a real gardener, entrusted him with the care of his